Good evening. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Zayin. In Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara states, Rav Shmuel, Hava Yasei B'Sudasa, Rav and Shmuel were sitting by a meal, Asa Rav Shimi Barchia, Hava Kamisarhe V'Ochel. So Rav and Shmuel are sitting at a meal, and then Rav Shimi Barchia, he quickly sits down with them, and he starts eating. Amar Le Rav, Rav says to Maida Tachlis, to Rufe Badan, are we going to join together for a Zimun? Anan Achil Nalan, do we eat with you? We didn't eat with you, right? Rav and Shmuel sitting down, Rav Shimi comes, and he wants to eat with them. They say, well, you haven't been eating with us, so we can't form together. So Amar Le Shmuel, Shmuel says back to Rav, Ilu Maisi Li Ardilia, Vigozlaya La'aba Milo Achlinan. Yeah, it's true, we finished our meal, but imagine if they come out with some really nice mushrooms or truffles or some nice pigeons, really tremendous delicacies here. Wouldn't you eat it? So in other words, what he's saying here is that if two people are eating at a meal, can the third person join together and form a zimun? So it depends. If the first two, if they still have the possibility, even if they finish eating, if they have the possibility to continue eating, so then the third guy can join with them. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Orach Chaim. Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Seif Aleph Shnayim Shachul Keechad V'Gamru. Two people finished eating. Ubal Shlishi, and the third guy comes. Kol Heicha Di Maisi Lehu Midi Motzi Lemecha Minei. As long as in a situation where if they bring him something, they continue eating, then the three of them can join for a zimun. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, you know, that it means that they're not so full that if someone would bring them something that's mamshi mechadlev the kinuach sudek on peros v'chamin upitrios v'gozlos chaygadna hayochin lechol, that even if they would bring them things that just simply are a palate cleanser, a nice dessert, fruit, some kind of mushrooms or pigeons, whatever they have for dessert, then if they would eat them, so that's not considered like they're done with the meal. Halacha lamasa, the Shulchan Aruch then continues, and he says, as the key is, as long as the third guy comes before the first two say to each other, let's bench, havlan nivarech, let's bench. Once they say havlan nivarech, let's bench, so then they're done with the meal. Once they have havlan nivrech. However, the Ramah says a little differently. Ramah says, unetilas mai machronim ki havlan unvarach dami. For those people who do mai machronim, once you wash mai machronim, that is a symbol. That is a sign that you are done with the meal. So until you say havlan nivrech or a silence bench, or until you wash mai machronim, if two people are eating, a third guy shows up, the third guy can eat something, and the three of them can form a zimun together.